For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Jack, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, you're doing well. David and Ryan along with you today. And thanks for taking...
I actually got to talk with Colquitt because I thought you were calling me, so I'm sorry I was about a minute late.
Oh, that's quite all right. In fact, if we were Tom Coughlin, so you would have been like 6 minutes late. Because 8:05 means 8 o'clock in his world, right? Or 7:50, whatever it is. No, it's always great talk. You call us so much, and we do appreciate it. And
thanks.
And got the big meet tomorrow with Texas.
It's a gigantic meet, actually. And Texas men are the best team in the country. They actually waltzed through the NCAAs last year, and they have they actually have schooling for the young guy from Singapore that beat Michael, you know, in the 100 fly in the Olympics. So
he's the one that got that. He got that gigantic bonus, right? That
you've been reading. It's
I remember when that happened. That it was like this guy's getting a huge bonus.
And it's amazing because it's a big bonus. It's not just a little gold medal money like what we get. I mean,
he got like a seven-figure bonus, didn't he, or something like that? Or maybe
try high seven figures.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, incorrect. But now does he get? He can't touch that until he's done at Texas. Is that right?
Of course.
Yeah. of course. Yeah.
No, he does. He's a great kid. I know him well, and I know his dad well, and he doesn't. Knowing his family well, he doesn't really need to touch it for a long time either. And he was a host. His father was a host when we were over in China in 2008. That's how I got to know him and his family. And then Singapore sort of takes care of you a little bit. We were at the Singapore Country Club, and I remember his dad. He was fun. He was a great guy. It still is. And he was telling me they're doing some renovations for the country club. And I said, well, how much will that cost? It's about $260 million, but we have $450 in the kitty. So I said, I think Singapore money is a little different.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Well.
And it was sort of interesting. I remember because he found out I played tennis, and then he said, I'd like to get you, if you could, I'd like to have you, play some tennis here. And they sent a limousine in between the two practices, and then I was taken to their national center, and they had me playing with a national team coach. They don't mess around, you know, so it was fun. It was hot, but it was fun. But anyhow, getting back to the real thing.
So Joseph Schooling, though, he'll be swimming tomorrow. He'll be
He'll be swimming. He's a great kid, and we have Eddie and I, the coach there. This is couldn't be any closer than we are. And so it's a fun thing. Matter of fact, we're going out today and walk around and my farm and a friend of mine's place. So we're going to scout out a place for some duck hunting, not this year, but next. And we usually quail hunt. If he comes here, we're going to just spend a little time together this time. And when we go down there, I always duck hunt. And then obviously the Texas woman on paper, they've been first or second most of the time this year. I think, I don't know what, I never look at ranks. They might be third or fourth now. But they are going to kill us on diving. Our best diver will be out for sure. And if they won 2-3, it's there. I don't know how to put it in football terms, but almost like you'd have to play a perfect game without penalties, without any turnovers. So it's going to be a heck of a swim meet, no matter what. There'll be many Olympians. We have ours. Texas men has theirs, and Texas women have a few that were near misses. And Carol was my assistant for 16 years, and she's the head coach down there. And so we have. It's pretty neat. Right around when she was there, we also have an assistant. One of my former assistants at that time is at A&M, and they're top five in the country. And then I have a former assistant at the same time then was Whitney Height, and he's up in Wisconsin, and they're top 15. So that was a pretty good staff.
Well, let me ask you about Coach Reese, because now, other than international meets, I know y'all have coached together that way, but y'all have any other college connection, because you guys are so close, or is it just you just known him for so long?
No, actually we don't. He went to Florida. He coached at Auburn before he went to Texas, so he and I are sort of tied, I guess, in our respective places. He's ahead. He's got, I don't think anyone's won that many NCAA titles. Maybe he's got 12 now, I believe, or 11 or 12.
Wow.
But I think I'm tied with somebody for the amount at the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And which actually I like. I don't like it when they win somewhere else and win somewhere else. I don't. That's just me. But that's all another conversation. It's nice being at one place and making it work. And, I watch some of these football coaches, and, a few of them will come to my mind real quickly. But, sometimes they got it going at a place, and they think they're big deal. And they don't know sometimes they're in the best place they possibly could be. And sometimes the best place to get to a national championship, they sort of, sometimes you're in the right spot at the right time. For me, it was easy. I didn't have any choice. I needed a job, and Coach Dooley, I was the only one hanging around for that price. So,
I'd say it's worked out pretty well, though. There's no doubt about that. Georgia swim coach Jack Bowerly is joining us, with Texas coming in tomorrow.
Coach, how do you continue to have the success you do year after year? Because to me, it's fascinating when you look at these coaches, and you're in the same category, for your respective sport, as like a Nick Saban or Urban Meyer, where it's like year after year, you don't get complacent. You continue to win championships, and it's just something where it's just like it happens all the time. How do you continue to do that?
Ryan, I'll tell you something, and I think when you win a national championship before, if you know it's going to happen, our first one was done before the first relay. Your thoughts immediately go to next year, and even it's something, I don't know what it is. I never thought that would happen, but it did, and I remember thinking, good gosh, how are we going to get back here? And you start on it almost, the next morning or even that night, in a way, just start thinking about it. And it just stays with you. There's never, I think, anyone that coaches at that, any kind of pretty good level. I think, you live it every day, you breathe it every day, but it makes you hungrier, that's for sure. And because you really just want to feel that feeling again. It's a great feeling, and it's to win a championship with a bunch of kids. And I always tell our kids, I say, this is so special. You have to, I probably appreciate them more now. Last year's I appreciated more than any, because there was no way in the world we should have won. But that was sort of a testament to those kids just being tough. But when they do that, it's the last time they're going to be involved in something so team-like. It's not revolving around money. They're not going to be in a company trying to make money. And a lot of times when you're doing that, you're trying to beat somebody out. This is when you're on the same page with a bunch of people trying to do the same darn thing. And when it works, it's about as heavenly as you can get. It is really fun.
How tough is the year? And this isn't just for your swimmers, but for any swimmers. We were talking about Joseph schooling for Texas or anyone.
Yeah.
How tough is the next spring after an Olympic year for a lot
the
of
next
these?
Next fall is worse.
Okay.
And this year's tough. It is a tough year, without question. The next fall, there are times you actually, if I knew now what I should have known, back in 2000, 2004, I think I could have done things a little bit better. You just really can't push them. It's a hard thing to you have to realize that when we go after they make Olympic trials, and then by the time we get back, we're out of here for almost 50 some odd days, and you're on a lockdown. There's nothing in the world. You almost don't even know. I think I told you this story. I remember coming out after a big meeting on July 4th, and I heard fireworks, and I said, I turned to one of the coaches and said, what's all that stuff? What's that going on for? I mean, you get totally out of pocket. And that just happened this past July, because we had our meetings there before we let them come home for about 4 days, and then basically they're on a lockdown. So it's they come back from that, and you know, the world, they have to get back to normal in a sense, because they're you know, they, everybody's enamored with them too for a short time, and they can't go anywhere without talking about it, and then you have to go to class and do everything. So it's a difficult year. This meet tomorrow is really an interesting thing, because you know, the streak becomes larger, as you guys know. It becomes a little bit of a monster to you after a while, you know. And you know, we're proud of 103, but we're also proud of how long it is, I guess. And since now it's going to be 20 and a half years. We lost the second meet in Gabrielson Auditorium to Florida. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how this has happened. I really don't. It's, but I told the ladies, no matter what transpires, you know, just to be in this position, and I've been saying that for 10 years, is pretty flattering. Because everyone comes in and wanted to get you too.
I was going to say, I mean, do you feel like you have to address it?
Yeah, I do. I keep it short and sweet, you know, but I tell them it's important. We don't waltz around. I mean, I think it's the neatest thing gone. I think it's the most incredible thing we've done, because we have not had a trip up, and we think there are at least 30 some odd teams that were in the top 10 in that streak. There were four, I think, at minimum, number ones that we knocked off. And then obviously we just didn't lose anybody we should have been, you know, beating. And that's sometimes that's easier said than done also. So basically that's when you have a really good group of kids. It's a hard thing at that level, because we if we didn't want to swim Texas this year, we could have kept this thing safe for another year. But Texas is actually, women are favored by almost 40 or 50 points on this meet. So we have to, there's just some things we're going to have to win anything that's close. But I just know it's going to be, our kids are ready for a fun meet, you know, because sometimes we get through a couple and go, we know we're going to win. But one thing our kids are good at, even when we know we're going to win, I always tell them, I said, you beat the you know what out of them, and I'll take care of the score. But I want you to beat them so they know who's better, you know, after three events. So, and I think you always have to keep the, you know, things in tight and make sure they're always pushing. So when they have to push, then it becomes an easier thing. They've done it before.
I was sitting here trying to think, I don't know Texas's roster, but just how many Olympians are going to be in the pool this weekend?
We're going to be a lot of them so let's see, that's a rough thing for us now. I've lost two, you know, on the women's side. The thing that made us so good last year with Flickinger and Brittany McLean, who was an NCAA Swimmer of the Year also,
right.
Flickinger I could put anywhere in any stroke and she would win. She was great at what she did in making the Olympic team in the fly, but basically it's sort of like, you know, when Jim had, you know, Champ, Bailey. You know,
yeah.
Remember, I don't know if Jim ever told you, he took him out for one play and Champ got mad.
You
know, he played 103 plays.
Yeah.
Champ,
exactly.
What the heck am I sitting on the sideline for? But
that's a waste if he's not in on a play.
Oh, man, that's the way you want him, though. I'm sort of – but anyhow, and I think I heard – I was just dropping off my – guy Duke, was this a day that Wilt hit 78?
Said he scored 73 this day against the Chicago Packers.
The Chicago Packers.
Yes,
that's when he. But that was also when we were the Philadelphia Warriors.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was. And, this is 6 weeks. It was 6 weeks before he scored 100.
Yeah, that was in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Actually, he scored 6 points in the first 15 seconds without 3-point shot. Yeah, that's pretty neat stuff.
And he also made most of his free throws that night. That was why he got to 100.
Oh, I think you might have been. And this is close. I'm think I'm off, but it might have been 28 for 32.
Yep, that's exactly what it was.
Is it? Yeah,
yep.
I remember that box score. And
yep.
We had some great guys in there. Rogers, Gola. They had some really good players on that team, and. But he came to my high school, LaSalle College High School. I went to a Catholic boys' school, and they couldn't practice where they were because of hockey or something going on. And they came out, and his car was out front, keys in it. It was a pink Bentley, and I sat in. I was in about the sixth grade, I think, and I just sat in that thing. You know, I couldn't even see where the darn pedals were. I'll never forget it. But it was cool. I've been up close and personal with Wilt a few times, and that was a specimen. You know, I think people forget how he was, you know, how in shape he was. Matter of fact, that year, I think in 62 when he scored 100, he also averaged 50.4. I think he averaged over 48 minutes a game, too.
Yeah, and he never fouled out of a game, right? So
Never. Not in grade school. He went to Overbrook High, and then he went to Kansas. They lost in the championship game to North Carolina in overtime.
Triple.
They hacked the heck. Yeah.
Triple overtime. Yeah. 57 championship game.
Yeah, and Dave, you know this. He went off. He even had a year. People forget this. He had a year also with the Globetrotters.
Played for the Globetrotters before he went to the – yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
He probably made more money playing for the Globetrotters back then than he did when he started playing for Philly.
You know, I mean, it's funny. I mean, we used to think growing up, we always wondered if the Globetrotters could be the best NBA team at that time. Mm-hmm. They had great guys. It was just, you know, they were joking around a lot. I'd probably have seen them maybe four times. They came to my local high school, Cheltenham High School, which actually Reggie Jackson went to school. And he was All-State in basketball also.
Wow.
And, it was a pretty neat area. He was All-State baseball, football, and basketball. He played Little League ball with my brother. So, and this is why you were just a sparkle in someone's eye down there in Spartanburg.
Oh, well. Mr. October went to your high school. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was the local. Where I would have gone had I gone to the public school, I went to the Catholic school with Christian brothers. So, yeah. Which means you didn't win any fights. You got beat up by anybody there. And also,
Man. You were not somebody I would have wanted to scrap with, though. So even now, not any time ever. But, yeah, I bet back then you were scrappy, I bet. I don't think anybody.
Scrappy, all right. But being like that means you also get in some scrapes, too, you know. So it's funny. But that was fun stuff. It was a good time. But anyhow, this will be just great, you know, tomorrow. It's I'm not sure on numbers, David. I know, let's see, can I 1, 2, 3? I can go off 3, 4 guys. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Let's see. Probably at least 5 Olympians on the men's side alone. And,
wow.
Which is pretty neat stuff. It's very high-level stuff. And, you know, they're highly favored on the men, but we think we have a team that can go top 6 or 5. And I think our ladies, you know, Stanford will be the odds-on favorite because they added Ledecky, obviously. If they don't win it now, because they were – and also Simone, the young lady that won the 100-meter freestyle too. So they'll win by a couple hundred points. But hopefully we can go – we're shooting for a top 4. We want to pick up a trophy. That's a big thing.
Well, Jack, it's always great talking to you. You've been a great friend over the years. And
yeah, you guys too, David. It's always fun calling. And I think when I meet people now, it's sort of funny. I think most people, or not a lot of people, a lot of people say, aren't you the guy who calls in? I go, yeah, and I also coach.
And do a pretty damn good job of that too, and done it for a long time.
A lot of help, you know, a lot of great assistance. Harvey obviously has been with me 36 years. This is my 38th as head coach, and then I have a few other coaches here. Brian Smith's been with me for 8 or 9, and Dan Locker, diving coach, for 30, and Jerry Chamber, Lou's husband, has been with me now for 16 years.
Wow,
so it's hard to get rid of him.
That's right. Hey, why would they want to go anywhere? I mean, it's been fantastic. Well, best of luck tomorrow. Gets underway. Was diving at 10:30 and swimming at 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to probably turn my head on that woman's diving. But anyhow, that's going to be tough because they're going to probably sweep us. And it's real difficult after that if you sweep in a couple events. It means you have to make sure – you have to upset somebody in a couple other ones to make up for that. That's really a rough thing to come back from. So, but I think it's just going to be a fun meet, and it just makes it fun when something's on the line. So important, too, you know.
Wow, no question.
Doesn't happen often. So, anyhow, right now we're 103-1 in that place. We'd like to get another one.
It's fantastic. Well, best of luck, Jack, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right, you're the best.
Have a good one, Coach.
Appreciate it. Georgia swim coach Jack Bowerly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.